Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Ebola virus found under the infectious disease section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 42-year-old man presents to the emergency room from the airport. He was flying home after having spent 3 weeks on a safari in Africa. He reports feeling nauseous on the flight, attributing this to motion sickness. Additionally, he developed a nosebleed on the flight, prompting him to seek medical care as soon as he landed. He reports that for the past 3 days, he has had a cough, general muscle aches, and a headache. He has also had subjective fevers and chills. On exam, there is dried blood in his nares and conjunctival injection. After having his blood drawn, there is also bleeding from the puncture sites. He is isolated and admitted. Let's continue with an introduction to Ebola virus. As a reminder, Ebola virus is classified as an enveloped, non-segmented, linear, negative-sense single-stranded RNA virus. It is a filovirus with a helical capsid. Transmission is via direct contact with infected human body fluids, including postmortem, and reservoirs are humans or infected animals, such as bats, pigs, or primates, and it causes a hemorrhagic fever. In terms of the pathogenesis, the virus targets endothelial cells, hepatocytes, phagocytes, and dendritic cells. After incubation of up to 21 days, the virus will disseminate via the lymphatics and cause multi-organ failure. In terms of prevention, vaccines are currently under development. In terms of the epidemiology, this is most commonly seen in Africa. Risk factors include traveling to endemic countries, occupational exposure, and sick contacts. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms will include flu-like symptoms such as a high fever, myalgias, and headache. There may be nausea and vomiting, and some patients may have hematemesis, and there can be diarrhea with melena. On exam, one may note a petechial rash. This can be hemorrhagic if the disease progresses to disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, and some patients may present with shock. So there may be bleeding from puncture sites and conjunctival injection. In terms of further studies, labs may demonstrate thrombocytopenia, hepatic transaminitis, and detection of viral RNA on reverse transcriptase polymerase chain reaction. When making the diagnosis, this is based on clinical presentation and detection of viral RNA. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about yellow fever. Remember that this presents with jaundice and scleroicterus with minor hemorrhage, and transmission is via mosquitoes. Also think about dengue fever. This presents with hemorrhage as well, but there will be blanching confluent erythematous maculopapular rashes with lymphadenopathy. Transmission is via mosquitoes. In terms of treatment, the patient should be immediately isolated, and the mainstay of treatment is supportive. This is indicated for all patients. Specific modalities include correction of electrolyte abnormalities, hydration or blood transfusions, and reversal of coagulopathy. Complications related to Ebola include bacteremia and death. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that there is a high mortality rate. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to Ebola virus, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 35-year-old male nurse presents to the emergency room complaining of fever and malaise. He recently returned from a medical trip to Liberia to help with the deadly outbreak of a highly infectious disease. He reports severe generalized muscle pain, malaise, fatigue, and a sore throat. He has recently developed some difficulty breathing and a non-productive cough. His past medical history is notable for asthma. He drinks alcohol socially and does not smoke. His temperature is 102.1 degrees Fahrenheit, or 38.9 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 115 over 70, pulse is 115 beats per minute, and respirations are 24 breaths per minute. On exam, a generalized maculopapular rash and bilateral conjunctival injection are noted. Laboratory testing reveals the presence of a negative sense, single-stranded linear genetic material with filaments of varying lengths. The pathogen responsible for this patient's symptoms is most similar to which of the following? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, dengue virus. Choice 2, lymphocytic chorioamnionitis virus. Choice 3, Lassa fever virus. Choice 4, Hanta virus. Or Choice 5, Marburg virus. The best answer to this question is Choice 5, Marburg virus. The patient in this vignette presents with hemorrhagic fever and laboratory findings suggestive of Ebola virus. Ebola virus and Marburg virus are members of the filovirus family and are characterized by filamentous virions of varying lengths with negative-sense single-stranded RNA. Ebola virus is one of many viruses known to cause hemorrhagic fever. Ebola typically presents 2 to 21 days after exposure. Symptoms initially include headache, fever, and fatigue, but rapidly progress to high fever, hematemesis, and altered mental status. Like Marburg virus, it is an enveloped, linear, negative-sense single-stranded RNA virus with the helical capsid. These viruses are part of the filovirus family, named because of the filamentous shape of the individual virions. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Dengue virus is an enveloped icosahedral positive sense single-stranded RNA virus of the flavivirus family that is known to cause a painful fever and or hemorrhagic shock. Choices 2 to 3. Lymphocytic chorioamnionitis virus and Lassa fever virus are members of the arenavirus family. These are circular, negative sense single-stranded RNA viruses that cause hemorrhagic fever and meningitis. Choice 4. Hanta virus is a circular, negative-sense, single-stranded RNA virus of the bunyavirus family. It primarily causes a deadly pulmonary syndrome. Finally, a bullet summary. Ebola virus and Marburg virus are linear, negative-sense, single-stranded RNA viruses from the filovirus family. That's all for this review about Ebola virus. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast.